There's a place between heaven and hell.
Don't need a map, just follow the smell.
New Jersey does not fare well here, but there are a lot of Fall Guys in the Toxic Avenger musical, taken from the film created by Lloyd Kaufman.
Toxic Avenger deals with bullies, the environment. It's hilarious. And in New York, it won Best Off-Broadway Musical.
Basically, some chemical sludge mutates an unlikely subject into an environmental avenger with love interest. The films become a cult favorite with sequels that kind of cried out for music. Manoa Valley Theater's production runs through September 29th. Also on stage now, will the real Charlie Chan please stand up? At Kumukahua, a mysterious stranger appears to help Honolulu's premier detective in a blend of crime drama and comedy set in 1920s Honolulu. Honolulu Theater for Youth artistic director Eric Johnson and actor-playwright Alvin Chan have been cooking up some of Honolulu's most adventuresome and entertaining stage productions. They decided to kick off this season with a Cinderella story. Here's Chan.
Once we went with that route, I was like, well, we have to do a K-pop because K-pop's huge right now and it's fun. And we've got to do something that I think speaks to both the adults and the children.
Recent productions have cleverly incorporated vocabulary, themes, music and theater styles, costumes, and choreography from other cultures. In this case, it's Korea.
I found that they do a lot of mask work. They did a lot of drumming and a lot of dance work with, like, ribbons and things like that. I took that idea and melded it with the K-pop idea to make something that could showcase, like, traditional and contemporary Korean pop culture.
In their intimate space at Dole Cannery, the actors' group will be staging The Heiress, a family drama set in the 1850s. A shy girl has been emotionally abused by her father here. It's directed by Peggy Ann Sigmund.
Defying her father for the first time in her life, she finds the strength to become her own woman. And that's really a very interesting journey to watch.
In the 1949 film, Olivia de Havilland won an Oscar as The Heiress.
The show has always pushed the envelope.
Diamondhead Theater's artistic director John Rampage is directing their current production of Cabaret.
Cabaret can be very in-your-face, very risque, slightly risque, or like the most recent revival on Broadway, extremely risque.
Rampage admits he's gone over the center line on this production. He finds his young cast members need to learn history in order to understand their roles.
I told him the other day, you know, there's a song called Tomorrow Belongs to Me. That is this incredibly beautiful song that is all actually this rallying cry to the Nazi party. When Hitler drove by, they were euphoric. When you sing the song with this conviction and this joy in your face, that's what's scary.
Cabaret opens at Diamondhead Theater September 27th. By the way, Les Miserables at Pali Koo is sold out, but they may extend. Noe Tanigawa for Hawaii Public Radio.